Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started.
There's one thing I enjoy. It's a conversation with a girlfriend, especially a godly girlfriend.
Amen. And I love it too. And especially with you, Robin. You are so much fun. I'm so happy to be here. And what an amazing opportunity we have to be here in this studio today.
Yes, it's been a couple years. I'm thinking back to when we really started our friendship. I bet you it's been 18, 19 years.
It
10
must
years
be.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because we would meet in the mornings at the school and pray for our kids. It was some kind of organization that was set up for moms to pray for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to know each other there.
We did.
And little did we know that all these years later, we would still be having conversations mm-hmm. about how God can make a difference in our life.
Mm. And he does make such a difference, Robin, doesn't he?
He does.
Being in the Word and being in the Word daily is just amazing and alive. Like he tells us in his Word specifically, that the Word is alive and active. And so it's fun.
It is pretty cool. And then when you combine with it a godly girlfriend where you can actually get together eye to eye, heart to heart, many times our hearts are sensitive. We've been reading the Word and all of a sudden we're talking and we're beginning to apply mm-hmm. what that God's Word was doing in our heart and our lives. And out of it comes some changing in life, some tweaking, some encouraging. And so I look back on the years with Lisa Dorr and Robin Eschbach
mm-hmm.
and I just think, wow, what a journey it has been to share my walk with the Lord with a girlfriend. And I'm really amazed at mm. how many ladies will tell me, you know, I don't really have time for girlfriends. I've got my family. And on the holidays, I just kind of do my family. And I don't really have time for anything else. But I think it's a choice. It takes a phone call. Usually mm-hmm. they don't call you. You got to call a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just encouraging you at this new beginning of In the Word with Girlfriends. It's your opportunity to find a girlfriend. Find somebody that you can have some conversations with and get started reading your Bible. Why don't you tell us, Lisa, a little bit about what we're going to be doing in this next year. It's very exciting.
I'm very excited to do this, Robin. And, you know, when we met here a couple weeks ago and we had our little introduction, it was so much fun. And I was asked the question, okay, tell us what it's all about. Well, we weren't really sure at that point what it was all about. But I can tell you that I went back home and I sat before the Lord and I said, okay, God, what does this look like for you? You know, from you, God, what is it you would want us to share with the listeners? And why have you brought this opportunity to Robin and I? And so we want to be faithful with this time and what we're doing. And so I'm not really good with numbers, but the Lord helped me with that too. I know, Robin, you and I talked about, well, you know, should we get into this, you know, or maybe should we have an indefinite, I mean, should it be indefinite or should we have a like stopping part, you know, point to
mm-hmm.
it? And so I kind of thought, well, how are we going to do these scriptures if we have a stopping point? Like that would mean we'd have to pick what scriptures and then what would be the focus? So I thought to myself, well, we really love the Word. We love the whole Word. And you had specifically talked about recently wanting to read through the Bible, whether it was in a year and a Bible plan, something
That's
like
right.
that.
My
yeah.
daughter had a baby.
Yeah.
So I'm a Grammy for the first time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had the thought, man, you know, it's been a long time since I read the Word from Genesis to Revelation. In the meantime, I have a conversation with you that says, I'm writing this devotional on every day reading the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And something in my spirit jumped and leapt. And I was on board with you saying, well, tell me more.
Yeah, yeah. And so that is so great. And so when I thought about the numbers, I thought, okay, let's not think about an ending date with this. Let's see what it would take for us to read through the Bible, Genesis through Revelation, each time we come here to record, and then the two times a week that it will air. I understand it's going to air Tuesdays and Thursday evenings at 6:30. And so with that in mind, now we're taking 66 books of the Bible and we're meeting to read the scripture, the devotion, dialogue about the devotion. It's such a blessing to me, Robin, to hear what the devotion, how it speaks to you.
Yeah,
and what
right.
you get out of it. And then, you know, so after that dialogue, then reading the prayer at the end of it, you know, that I have as well. So when I looked at it with the numbers, it takes us all the way through December 24th. December 24th, that's like right to the end of the year.
That is a great commitment. And I know when you told me about this, I started reading the book of Genesis.
I know.
And I realized when you start something new, I mean, you got to kind of replace, you got to kind of put it into your schedule. And so first thing I did is I put a Bible in my glove compartment. I put a Bible next to my living room couch. I put a Bible in my bed, next to my bed. And I knew that whenever I had a moment, I needed to be reading my, because you get through, you know, I looked at Genesis, 88 pages in my Bible was Genesis, and it overwhelmed me at first.
Sure.
But I thought, I'm committed. Lisa's throwing out this whole reading idea, and I want to do it. So I began to just say, how could we add something new into our life? And you got any ideas on that?
Well, you know, what's I think one of the beautiful things about this reading plan, if we, you know, if we want to call it a reading plan, because we are going to go through the Bible, Genesis through Revelation, I think what's so beautiful is really we can jump in at any time. I mean, what's the date today? I think we're in June. Mm-hmm. Like it's June 5th today. It's not January 1st, but we're starting. And we're going to start today with Genesis 1:1. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. But I think the beauty of our jumping into the word like this is that if you just want to read Genesis 1:1, that's it.
Yeah, you can just be a part of our devotional times here on the radio and not have to really read the whole thing, but we're letting you come in on any level you want.
Exactly.
Hey, should we get started?
Exactly.
Let's go for it.
Yes, let's do it. So Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Most people have at least one loved one who is in heaven. And of course, we all know people on earth. How amazing that God, from the beginning, would prepare places for everyone. He had us in mind when he created the heavens and the earth. Do you wonder if he created the heavens before the earth? Today is a day of beginnings, a start. It could mean turning from something or turning towards something. I've always liked what I call stop starts. It gives me an opportunity to begin again. God tells us his mercy is new each morning. We can seek him, find him, and receive from him in this new day. And so that's our devotion for today. Let's talk about that, Robin, before we get into the prayer at the end. But
that's right. That stop starts. That gets me.
Yeah. And so, you know, I love what we were starting to say about how, you know, someone can dig deep into the Bible. I love that you read the whole book of Genesis and that you know there are 88 pages. I mean, how big is that?
I know. I ended up that thing and I actually cried when I closed the book of Genesis. I thought, that was just so unbelievable, all the family members and all the details and how messy their families were. And I related to it. I thought, God, I want you and your promises alive in my family. So it was cool. It was cool. But, you know, if you're going to add something new into your life, you know, you got to find the routine of it, too. And I began to realize, I got to, like, where does it fit in my daytime? You know, because everything flows from a place of intimacy with the Lord. And it's a quiet place, right? It's a moment where you... Nobody's around. You got to read that Bible, and then you got to have some communion with Jesus. So it's quite a moment to find in your day. Guess where I found it?
Where'd you
I
find
loved it?
Yeah.
When I empty my dishwasher, I take all the dishes out in the morning. You know, we've got our coffee. I fed my hubby. My morning routine is moving. But when I go to that dishwasher and I take out all the dishes, I know that the next moment I'm heading to my living room chair and my Bible's waiting for me.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I just know it's kind of a behavior thing, but I thought, when that dishwasher is in, I'm to the Word. And so that was pretty exciting.
That is exciting, Robin. And, you know, that speaks of discipline. That does take a discipline. And so, So, you know, I love that you have that little routine. That is so cute.
I know.
Yeah.
And just the investment, too, of, I remember my mind goes back to when I was just a kid. Always before school, my mom and dad, they'd be in there sleeping in the dark master bedroom. And we three, my two sisters and I, would go in there in the dark. And my mom would say, let's quote our verses. And I still remember to this day, Isaiah 26:3. You know, he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on
Thee.
And, you know, I went to Bible college. I did all kinds of things with the Bible, but I still go back to those verses as a child when we would quote them with my mom and dad. And so out of that, now I'm a 56-year-old woman that I'm a Grammy, you know, I'm a wife, I've got all these roles, and I'm like, God, I need your scriptures in my life to be pondering them and thinking about them.
I love that, Robin, and I love that you had your mom and dad to do that, to encourage you to get in the Word and to memorize the Word and do that before school. You prompted me by spurred on a memory I used to do with my son Josh. You know, there are 30 Proverbs.
Yes.
There's 31. Yeah, 31, yeah. Right? There's 31. And so, of course, because the 31, I have that right here. Strength and dignity are her clothing. Proverbs 31:25.
There you go, a little journal that she writes in.
Yeah. But so, specifically, I was thinking of the month and how different times in the years when my son was young, we would read a proverb a day, like in the morning before he would go to school. And that was a discipline for the month, you know, whether there were 30 days or 31 days however that worked out. But, you know, of course, February with the 28. But I just, that is so cool that that your mom and dad did that with you and your sisters. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, you know, being on the radio for this little bit of time and just getting into the Word, wanting so much for others to get in the Word, because we know what a difference it makes. A day in the Word and a day not in the Word, it's just night and day to what, you know, how your whole day goes. And whether it's one scripture, it's a memorized scripture, it's a full book of the Bible, you know, whatever, God is speaking to us. I just love that He speaks to us. I mean, that's His love letter to us. And you know, imagine if you got up in the morning and you didn't talk to your husband, or he didn't talk to you, and you went about your day, you started your day that way. That could potentially be the way God feels. I mean, I know as I'm opening my eyes in the morning, I'm still laying in my bed, I'm saying, good morning, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus, good morning. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I just think that's sweet. He has something to say to us, and He's already said it in His Word. So He wants us to come away and be with Him and hear what He has to say by reading His Word.
Yeah, and then we're rooted in Him. You know, then we actually are attached to Him, with inviting Him to whisper into our spirits. And we know our way around the faith, you know, like we're godly women. So we want to be able to know as we spend time in the Word. And then when we have these big prayer times where things aren't going well in our lives, you know, you get up from your prayer time, you still have your problems, right? They don't go instantly away, but you're anchored.
Amen.
You're anchored, and you've got boundaries, and you feel the support, you feel inspired by God, and to be courageous, you know, as a godly woman. Mm-hmm. And so it just helps us navigate through this life.
It does.
You know, because our issues are real, and they're intense. Where we're living in today's society, I need some help. I need some wisdom.
Too. Absolutely. Me too. Yeah. So this is just great. And so you know what? I'm going to go ahead and read the prayer that is in this devotional. Love to just pray freely, but we're going to go through this. We're going to go through this, and so specifically I will read this. Father, thank you that you created all things. Thank you for creating the heavens and the earth from the beginning. Thank you for loving us and providing for us. Thank you for making yourself available for us to seek you, find you, and receive from you. Thank you for this new day, and that we can go forward with your mercy that is available to us today.